This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 554. We're going back. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with me I have Toasty. How you doing, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's beautiful weather outside. It's fantastic. Almost too fantastic.
Awesome.
It's boiling in my room. But, you know, I'm surviving.
It happens. I'm glad to see that our favorite meat shield is doing so well.
I am. I'm doing fantastically. Or
awesome.
Frastastically.
All right. And, of course, we also have with us Fandeth. How you doing, Fan?
Welcome. I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Glad to hear that. Are you looking forward to next Thursday?
Next Thursday. What's next Thursday?
Not this coming Thursday, but the Thursday after.
Next Thursday. There's something.
A trip?
Trip.
To a brewery?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay. I thought I was forgetting something that we had all planned together. I'm like, am I forgetting? I'm frantically going through my calendar.
You declined the opportunity?
Yeah, because I'm broke.
We're going to Gimli for world-class whiskey.
It's going to be good.
That's right.
You'll come closer than anybody else to getting me drunk. Congratulations.
I think this coming... this coming Thursday is work barbecue. Wednesday is The Offspring.
Oh, so good.
With Sublime with Rome. And who's the other band that's opening for them?
Did you see Mad Caddies?
Yeah, Mad Caddies. Yeah.
And then
next Saturday is the Ed Sheeran concert as well that I'm going to.
Oh. Can't help the winners.
I'm very interested in a multitude of things.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I enjoy a large array of music as well. It's just that I have a younger sister who... how can I put this nicely? No, I can't put it nicely. She's friggin' obsessed. And like, to the point where I hear an Ed Sheeran song, I like leave the room. Or put on headphones or something like that. It's too much. It's too much.
There was one song, I can't remember the name of the song, but at our wedding, it came on, and so Hannah started shouting for me from across the room to go dance with her.
Come on, do it!
It was funny.
This is what you signed up for!
It's all good, it's all good.
All right, well, let's see here. Van, how was your week in WoW? Did you play WoW this week?
I definitely did. Not a whole lot. I don't think I even did Raid Finder this week. No, I didn't. I forgot to do my Mythic Plus last week. So I did that like right away on Tuesday this week, so I didn't forget. But it's been busy, and it's been nice out. So I've been outside more, and not had as much time for a while. I did a little bit before the show, but I logged out at like 8-ish or maybe just before, something like that. probably end up playing a little bit after the show tonight. But nothing super crazy. I played a little bit more Diablo 3 to play the Necromancer, which... That comes out on the 20th. That's next Thursday. Same day as the Crown Tour.
Sure, what comes out on Thursday?
The new season starts on Thursday.
I'd be pretty sure the Necromancer's already out.
Well, I'm pretty sure I almost created one.
When people actually give a hoo-hoo to play it, because it's a season. A lot of people are just focus on seasonal characters, so because the special rewards you get for the season and so on and so forth. But I have played it. I've been trying slowly to get it up to max level. It's super fun. Corpse Explosion is super fun. But, yeah.
Cool.
How about you, Toasty? How was your WoW week?
Actually, I spent a lot of time in WoW this week, I guess. I feel like I logged on at least every day to play stuff, which is unusual for me. Usually it's just, you know, raid nights and, you know, the occasional thing on the weekend. But I feel like almost every day I was playing something. I spent a lot of time leveling up my priest, like almost all of Saturday. That was after spending a couple days throughout the week setting up my my healing UI, because the UI I had previously didn't lend itself well to healing. Like, before it was just, you know, very small raid frames, so I could get the gist of what's going on. But, you know, as a warrior, I don't really care what's going on. I just want to see if people are dying or not. If people are dead, that's usually a bad thing for me, eventually. So I spent about two nights really, like, trying to figure out what made sense for my raid frames and for my dungeon frames for a healer. And rebinding stuff appropriately, because I'm using voodoo for healing. There were definitely a couple times I messed up. Like, I did not bind my, whatever my dispel is called as a priest, purify? The priest dispel. I definitely didn't bind that at all. And I didn't know how to just target using my raid frames. It's all mouse over macros. That's all it operates on for voodoo.
Yeah.
So I can figure out how to target. So I find myself like, okay, this person's cursed or whatever. Okay, let's find them in the mess that is this dungeon right now. Target him and use my dispel. Usually by the time I found them, it was gone though. So that was a problem. So I bound that. And then one time I realized I hadn't bound my resurrect. And again, couldn't figure out how to manually target on the raid frames. So eventually I just gave up and used mass res to res the one person. Luckily, that was the only time we actually needed to res anybody in that dungeon.
Is mass res on a cooldown?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then I had this one random group. Like, I don't know what the odds are of this. From the looks of it, I don't think it was a pre-made group. But it was me, a priest, and four paladins. I was like, what are the freaking odds?
Wow.
Now I'm going to keep all these guys alive, which is, you know, fine. Thankfully. So yeah, I spent a good chunk of my week setting that up. We're leveling alts. On Saturday is when I put a big chunk of time into my priest. I think I spent all day switching between running dungeons and playing Overwatch. So I do a couple dungeons and I got more than just Neltharion's Lair. I actually got most of the ones available to me at that level, except Violet Hold, which I'm not too upset about, to be honest. As a DPS, it's fine, because I can just bounce around and smash things. As a healer, it's like, okay, I'm going to stand in this area. As long as everybody's in range, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got my priest from 104 to 106. Again, between Overwatch matches. I played a lot of Doomfist in Overwatch, too. Oh my god, Doomfist is so much fun. I can Dragon Punch so many things. Like, that's legitimately one of his abilities. It's a jumping uppercut. And it knocks people into the air, and I can punch him again and shoot him with my shotgun fist. Guys, play Doomfist. Download the Overwatch PTR and play Doomfist. Seriously, he is so much fun. It is everything I wanted it to be. It's satisfying gameplay with Doomfist. Oh, I started a new alt because I got bored.
Have your priest? Have your priest?
Like, I just wanted something new. At that point, I was playing the priest for, like, on and off between other stuff for, like, 6 hours. Like, I want to do something else. Don't feel like playing my warrior right now. And I'm looking at my other alts, like, okay, I can play my mage, I can play the druid, the demon hunter, and none of them were really scratching that itch. And so I rolled a paladin.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I rolled a paladin.
I must not have heard you right. Say that again?
It was a paladin. It's a human paladin named Odgert. Because why not? And yeah, I don't know. I actually had a decent amount of fun with it. I haven't really touched a paladin since. Ooh, I want to say Cataclysm. Well, not a paladin in live anyway. Like, I've played around with paladin PTR and stuff. Like, especially during the beta when we were able to get Ashbringer.
Mm-hmm.
So I played around with the paladin. And I actually had a lot of fun with it. I was kind of surprised how much fun I had with it. So I got to about level 30 some odd as a tank. Again, this is all sorts of weird for me. Because A, it's a paladin. B,
Welcome it's a to the light side. Paladin. Ooh, prot paladin. All right.
Yeah. I actually had a lot of fun with it. I don't know. It's not fun. It's not often that I have fun with tanking. Like, the only other time I've really enjoyed tanking was with my Blood DK, and that's just because Blood DK is supremely OP.
Now,
like, I just don't need healer.
Do you have a macro for your Avenger Shield?
Not yet.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Well, I don't.
That's the best part about playing Prot is the shield and throwing it, and you're all Captain America.
Well, yeah, I know that, but at the same time, making a macro for it just seems like it's like I'm going to be playing it a lot, and I knew how much flack I was going to catch for actually rolling a paladin, let alone a Prot paladin, and actually enjoying it. But no, I had a lot of fun with it.
It was
a good time. You know, maybe
make the macro.
Maybe I'll do it. I don't know. I'll think about it.
Let's anybody that's listening to the show on the download or in the chat, just tweet at Toasty Posty Can and ask him if he made the macro yet, and ask for screenshots or it didn't happen.
Oh man,
I'm gonna hold you to this.
All right, fine.
And so are all our listeners.
Oh man, Junks is in the chat too. That's great. I'm not gonna hear the end of this.
He already has the tweet scheduled, I'm sure.
I don't even know if he has Twitter. He's going to make a Twitter just for this now. Watch.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah.
It's going to be his Twitter only tweet ever.
Oh, he's making a Twitter just for this. That's great. All right. So, yeah, that was my week. Like, lots of alt leveling. Like, I spent a lot of time in the light this past week. Well, between the priest and the paladin. And, like, lots of playing Doomfist.
Now I kind of want to go level my pally. Because reasons. The last time my pally was played, it was Hannah running around in Frostfire Ridge dying to a dragon. She's like, how do I play this? I'm like, I don't know, just hit a bunch of buttons, roll your face around the keyboard, it's fine. And so she did that. And she died, but it's because it was an elite dragon and she was like level 101? I don't know. Something like that.
I'm enjoying the paladin so much to the point where I still have my 100 boost from Legion.
Yeah.
I haven't used that yet. I am seriously considering using it on the paladin. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to play around with it a bit more. At least give it up to level... If I do it, I'm going to get it to level 60. Just so I can take advantage of the profession bump, too.
Oh, okay.
Because why not? Free, like, easy leveling of professions.
Mm-hmm.
Profession grinding to the current expansion is such a pain. Like, I just don't want to do it.
So is leveling when you want to be max level.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too worried about getting it to max level right away, just because I still have my warrior, and that's my main. That'll always be my main. I mean, I can't count the number of times where I've considered switching my main to either, you know, a monk or a demon hunter or whatever, because I had a lot of fun playing those classes, and when the expansion actually went live, I leveled my warrior first and never looked back.
Mm-hmm. I've never wanted to change my main. Never.
I don't know, I guess it was just the idea of, you know, something new and exciting.
Yeah, I get that.
But now Heroic Leap is fixed, and I never have to switch. Because now most of the time there is a path available, which is fantastic.
Until you hit the elevator boss and then you die.
No, because I can just Heroic Leap at the last minute. I've done it. Yeah. Yeah, when you're falling, you can use Heroic Leap at the last minute and on the ground, and you won't die.
I could just see you getting that lag spike.
Oh, yeah, that's happened a few times. Like, when the warrior jumped to the Halls of Valor was broken, sometimes you would DC and you'd zone in and you were falling over a Zuna, like a random mountainside. And if I was paying enough attention, I could Heroic Leap and save myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say about 40% of the time, I was either not paying attention or I had that lag spike from, you know, just loading everything back in, that I would die. So yeah, that was my week. Medros, I'm sure your week was made a bit better by this bit of information, but what else has happened for you this past week?
Oh yeah, like I can't beat that. my the mockers in chief, both playing paladins is really awesome, I gotta say.
I'm not playing a paladin though.
Yeah, he said he was thinking about it.
You have a paladin.
Oh yeah, I love my paladin. Her name is Nori Dori. It's a blood elf paladin.
All right, so my week was good. I made a new character myself, Medcrow.
Was it a warlock?
No.
Was it a warrior?
No.
We don't care.
All right, noted.
So what is Medcrow?
Medcrow is the necromancer.
Medcrow. Oh. Oh, that's not WoW related.
No. But it's something I played this week, so.
Nice.
As for WoW, working on my two newest 110s. All of my characters are now 110. My last two were my Horde monk and my Worgen druid. They are now 110 and working through their class quests and such. And then also working on profession stuff. I have a lot of dungeons to do, unfortunately. So, yeah, that kind of sucks, but whatever.
So how many max level characters do you have?
10.
Like one of each?
I have 10. I have Paladin, Druid, Demon Hunter, Death Knight, Priest, Hunter, that's... okay. Sorry, one second.
What are you missing?
I don't have a warrior, don't have a rogue, don't have a mage, don't have a warlock.
Oh my. Like, all the fun classes.
Yeah, all the classes I don't really want to play.
But me?
Now you say that.
Fireball.
I didn't want to play a paladin, but look at me.
Yeah, but I'm stronger than you. Really not going to challenge that, all right.
I want to see Toasty's Warrior duel Medros' Paladin.
Oh, man,
maybe both of Medros' Paladins at the same time.
You know, the problem that he'd have is that I can heal myself really well.
Yeah, but I've got huge burst. Huge burst.
Yeah, but as soon as I see your burst coming, I bubble up and wait you out. It's real easy.
You're talking the talk. Let's walk the walk. I'm just throwing that out there.
I want to see this. What's the cooldown on bubble? Because you can't hearth while you bubble now.
Yeah, you can.
Yep.
I thought they got rid of that.
Nope.
Aw. Well, I guess in that case you kind of lose the duel, though. You forfeit it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll get you one of these days. I'll get you a degree. I don't know how. I don't know when. One day.
I wish you the best of luck.
All right.
So, other than that, just doing profession quests, going through, trying to do as many of those as I can. Got some decent progress on my first jewel crafter. Got him some good recipes. So now I think do most of the stuff that comes up in world quests for jewel crafters. And then both of my alchemists have to go through Eye of Azara still. I think my priest does as well. And both my DK for his inscription and my druids, both, all of them have like a bunch of dungeons they need to do for various things, which is really annoying. But it is what it is. Yeah, this week's just been kind of settling things out. I was really fortunate this week. When we had the command center up, I had the opportunity to do double elite quests. So completing elite quest and then taking the same quest again before the building was destroyed. I was able to do that for 6 or 7 different quests across 4 alts. That really sped through that quickly. So lots of extra supplies and nether shards, and the AP item is not overly helpful because most of my characters only have 1 artifact at this point, so they don't really have much use for multiple artifacts beyond the concordance amount of AP. Several of them have banks that are quickly filling up with AP items, so I'm really hoping that Argus is going to give me a place to use those. We'll see, though.
I kind of doubt it.
Well, so far this expansion, they have in the main point release, they've done AP stuff, and in the 0.5 releases, they've done a different, you know, level of thing. So I'm kind of hoping, but
There is AP stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if I want to waste all of that AP on like extra ranks of concordance if they're not going to be overly useful, right?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
But it may be that I may run out of space, and that may just be the only thing I can do. We'll see. But yeah, that was really exciting. I was really excited to see that I got a lot more supplies this time, because at least 4 times I was able to do a second supply quest, and that was extremely helpful in trying to make sure that my characters stay at least mildly geared and mildly well taken care of, so to speak. And at least 1 time I got a legendary out of the Legion recompense satchels. So those for my first monk, I believe. This is his 3rd legendary. Not a great legendary, not even close to best in slot, but it was good to get another one. So yeah, that's pretty much about it for me. So what's coming up in WoW this week?
So actually, I kind of derped last week and forgot to do this month in WoW because it was a new month. So I'm going to do that this week. So this month in WoW, Tomb of Sargeras Raid Finder comes Wing 2. The Wailing Halls is at you July 11th, so that's tomorrow. And then in 2 more weeks, Wing 3, Chamber of the Avatar. And I totally misspelled that in the notes. So that's July 25th. And that's going to take us all the way to the second to last boss. And then all we have left is Sargeras himself. And I'm assuming that'll be 2 weeks after that. But that'll be August. So we'll talk about that in a month. Also this week is PvP Brawl Deep 6, and that's so from July 11th to the 18th, and it sounds really cool. It is 6v6 battles in Warsong, Silvershard, and Temple of Khatmogu, but they're different. So the flag area will be a little bit closer in Warsong Gulch, there'll be less carts to keep track of in Silvershard, and only 2 orbs within the temple. And I'm assuming that's because it's just 6v6 instead of 10v10. Or I think, isn't Silver Shard 15? I can't remember. So that'd be interesting to do. It's kind of more intimate battles with your other faction. Also this week is the Auction House Dance Party. So that's going to be from the 11th to the 18th. So everybody that's been waiting for it, you finally get to dance in the Auction House. The Arena Skirmish bonus event is going to be the following week. So that's July 18th to the 25th. World Quest bonus event is July 25th to August 1st. And also another one of the new holiday day things, the Kirin Tor Tavern Crawl. It's going to be on July 31st to close out the month. And one thing that I didn't talk about, but Toasty's going to talk a little bit more about it, is next week with the Burning Crusade Time Walking, I guess next week is also Burning Crusade Time Walking, including...
Black Temple. Oh my god.
What?
Yeah. So, for those of you who want a bit more of a challenge... When you're heading to Black Temple to farm up your Warglaze. Well, you can't farm up your Warglaze, but... You can still go to Black Temple. And, yeah. So, think the Molten Core event, only Black Temple, which... I think a lot of people will enjoy a bit more. Because it's not 40 cats that we're attempting to herd. I don't think it's specified exactly how many people are going to go in here. I assume it'll be like 10-25 like it was back in the day. Probably 25. You got your chance to do that, which is fun. One of the things that a lot of people, I'm sure, are interested in is the ability to get the Warglaive of Azanoth transmog item for your Demon Hunter. Unfortunately, you're only going to trigger that if you have that achievement, the Warglaive achievement, and then kill Illidan at the end. Well, not kill Illidan, I guess. Set him up to be imprisoned by Maiev. I guess it was the more appropriate term now. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to doing that. Hopefully, like I said, it's not as bad as the Molten Core one was. But, I mean, like that's only 25 to 40 people. Or 10 to 25 people compared to the 40 that Molten Core was. So it should be better.
I think like Molten Core was an anniversary event. I think the Black Temple is going to be every Burning Crusade time walking.
Yes. Yes, that's
so true. I think it'll be a little bit different.
I hope so. Because I remember being really, really jazzed about Molten Core. And then not so much after the first time I went in there. Especially because Black Temple is just one that I never got to experience live. Like, when it was relevant. I came in a while and stayed around Late Wrath. I tried it for the first time during Burning Crusade, but didn't stick the first time. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this. It should be a lot of fun. And, you know, it's a nice alternative to running LFR.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's already getting boring.
What does the gear in there look like? I can't remember.
For Black Temple?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find it here, and I'm not seeing anything. They linked a bunch of items, but it's all linked to the original versions of it, not the time walking versions. I assume like most time walking stuff, it's going to scale to a level that's appropriate to you.
Yeah, that's where the bulwark of Azanoth is, right?
Yeah, I mean there's a redesigned model for that in Warlords, I think.
Oh, okay.
But it's nice to have the original.
I remember doing these fights. I raided a little bit with a guild back then. I don't know if you... No, I don't think you ever played with him. Different guildies, but... yeah, the guild was Rafflecopters, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was part of progression with them. So I remember like Supremus. I remember I can't remember the name of the guy, but we fought like a remake of him in Warlords. But there was a a game that, like a flash game that you could play to practice it. I think he was a demon hunter.
Okay. The Blizzard article doesn't have anything about the loot. The Linked Wowhead article does have information about the loot. So all loot from the time walking difficulty, assuming you're level 110, is item level 900. So
okay.
It's not going to do anything for me, really. But on the plus side, there's lots of transmog stuff. So you'll be getting, you know, the tier 6 transmog appearances. They've also added stuff for Death Knights, Monks, and Demon Hunters, because obviously they didn't exist back then. And, I don't know, the Death Knight one looks kind of generic, honestly. Kind of reminds me of the Wrath, some of the Wrath plate. The Monk one looks like just a... I can't remember where I've seen that before, but I've seen that somewhere. That same model, it's different colors. And Demon Hunter stuff, I mean, it's a long skirt with no chest piece and shoulder pieces. So, I mean, I'm not too impressed with the transmog available to those classes. Luckily, I don't have to worry about that. I'll be rolling in there with my warrior and probably my priest. Or anything else that can do it.
Paladin.
Well, my paladin can't do it yet. My paladin's only level 30 something.
Get on that.
I'm not gonna be able to do that right away.
Ah, come on! You can get to level 80 in no time at all.
I could. I've got a busy week. I'll probably do it. Don't get me wrong. I just, you know, it'll take some time.
So Red named the boss that I was thinking about Terran Gorfiend. And what we actually used to do was we would use a hunter to pull him out of his room so that we had the entire instance that we could... Basically what happens is that you would get a debuff and it would... I don't know if it killed you or when it popped or if it just... made that ghost, and you had to prevent the ghost from getting to the rest of the raid group. So we would run as far as we could in the instance to give more room to not allow the ghost to get back, so the rest of the raid could actually kill him, kill the boss.
Okay. Wowhead has something about that. Says the encounter features an extremely unique mechanic where players die and then become ghosts. As a ghost, you have a new set of abilities and have to kill a construct that is focused on you.
Yes. That's exactly it. And there's a flash game that our raid leader made us play to practice if we got turned into the ghost. Because it basically mimics what you have to do.
Wait, your raid leader made that?
No, our raid leader told us to do it.
Oh, okay, because that flash game is linked in the article, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, a YouTube video of the flash game.
Okay. I wonder if it still exists.
Let's see. Well, the game is linked on the YouTube video. I'm throwing both the YouTube video and the link for the flash game.
Oh, nice. You won't be able to cheese it like we used to, because as soon as you pull the boss out of the room, it will reset. But that wasn't a thing back then, so...
And that's why leashing is a thing now. looks like that Flash game is... Good job,
it's all your fault.
Looks like that Flash game is dead.
Everybody did that.
No, it's all your fault.
No. I don't think so.
Yep.
Don't even. Don't even. I'm looking forward to this. It's been a while since I've done Black Temple. It's been a while since I've done Black Temple where I didn't, tickle the mobs and they die.
Tickle, walk by them, let your robe brush against their leg, you know.
Sneeze on them. Give them the curse.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked to do it. Hopefully we can get a group together to get that done this week. That should be a lot of fun.
All right, let's move along, shall we?
All right.
Okay.
All right, so are you guys excited about the about artifact knowledge? It's a pretty exciting feature, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, extra AP. Can't complain about that.
Except unless you don't need it, of course. Then it's pretty useless.
Yeah.
Well, good news. When we go to Argus on patch 7.3, we will get more artifact power. But we won't have to spend for it. So the whole idea of the class order halls is that the factions were in shattered... they were broken, but... We still had our classes, so we would go to a place where our fellow members of our class would be together, we'd be alongside each other, and it was really awesome. We could do great things. Well, that's going to change. The classes are now coming together, and according to the lore and the story behind this, you will no longer need to use Order Hall resources to learn new artifact knowledge. You won't need to research them at all. Instead, once a week in patch 7.3, you're going to get another level of new artifact knowledge. I'm assuming at the first login after the patch, after the maintenance hits. And you can do great things. You'll be the elite of the elite with up to, I think, level 50 is what the current PTR is showing. And who knows from there, but when we go to Argus, we will get costless artifact knowledge research. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Do I still have to use the item, or does it just happen?
It just happens, apparently.
Okay, good, because we all know that using the item was a problem for me back in the day.
A little bit.
Well, how do you trigger it? You just have to log on to the character once a week, or...
That's what it sounds like.
Then I have to remember to log on to each character every week.
You don't?
For 50 weeks.
Hmm.
That's like a year.
Well, no, not for 50 weeks. Currently it's only 10 ranks.
But if they have zero artifact knowledge,
well,
that's 50 weeks.
You can already buy the thing for 40. It gives you immediately up to 40.
But it says...
It says something about that item being made obsolete. It's gray in the PTR. So I'm not sure... I mean, there's probably going to be another catcher mechanic.
I would believe so. I can't believe Blizzard would do that.
Another catch-up mechanic. Run 5 dungeons and you get 40. Deal.
Ammo. But then you knew that was going to happen.
That's why I said that.
I know.
I'm sorry, I'm a jerk.
I forgive you. I guess.
Interesting to see. I mean, it's pretty early in 7.3, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Definitely. It'll be very interesting to see how things go and how things turn out. It's very exciting. Also, I included a link in the Discord to MMO Champions Black Temple Time Walking gear list, so you can figure out what's going to be happening there, what you can get used to, get it. It's basically all the other loot is just upgraded to level 900, basically.
Yep.
Your link has been swallowed by Frazzly Gifts. Just saying.
Well, maybe we should institute a less Frazzly-tastic gift chat.
Oh man, it's all 900, which means all that loot is useless to me. Lame.
Just roll enchanting and disenchant it all, and sell it for profit.
I don't have a profession on my paladin yet. Maybe I'll do that.
You can use 900 gear on your paladin yet.
I guess that's true.
You're not sure it's true? You just guess?
Well, we're getting a little ahead of the gun here, but the paladin's only level 30.
Yeah, but, I mean, like I said, it'll take a little bit of time to get up to level 100. And after that, 110 is just an easy peasy.
Easy peasy, peasy, easy.
Thank you, Frazzly, for reposting the link that you swallowed with gifts.
I'm sorry, Frazzly. I'm just ribbing you.
Anyways. So that change is going to be interesting. Wait to see more information about the changes that are coming, but it's pretty cool changes so far.
Yeah.
And it's not spoilerific.
Yes, we don't have to do half an hour after the end of the outro before, so we can actually talk about everything we need to talk about.
Was it half an hour? I didn't realize
it was pretty that sure long. It was like at least 20 minutes.
Wow. Okay, well, here's something else I could talk about from the BTR. It's caster animations. A bunch of us melee classes, we got to enjoy some new animations come to start of Legion, and I loved what they did with the warrior animations. It's very satisfying stuff. It looks really cool. Just felt like I had some oomph to it, you know? But casters were kind of feeling a little left in the dark. Not anymore. The guys over at MMO Champion and Wowhead have data mined some of the updated animations. Right now they only have the Mage and Holy Priest animations up, and I gotta say, the Holy Priest ones look really cool. Kind of wanting to switch over to Holy just because those look really nice, but I'm waiting to see what they have with Disc. Because, yeah, Disc is kind of lacking in the animation right now. But the Mage ones look fantastic. They look like a lot of fun. They just look really cool. Do you guys have a chance to take a look at any of those?
Just looking now. The priest things look really cool.
I know, right?
Wow. I'm going to play my priest. Screw the paladin.
I just want to see what they have to do, what they've done with Disc, because like I said, Disc is really disappointing right now, and it bothers me that I can't make them better with via glyphs, because there's not that many priests, there's not that many Disc priest glyphs.
There's not that many glyphs, period.
Yeah. I kind of felt, when I was looking for glyphs the other day just to see what I could do with the animations for the priest, and not a lot. And the ones that I did find weren't even Disc specific. And I found shadow specific stuff and holy specific stuff. I had like Glyph of the Heavens, which changes my levitate, so it looks like I have a cloud underneath me when I'm levitating, and something else. So Blizz, don't do me wrong with these Disc priest animations, please.
Yeah, like, I would like to see the paladin animations when they're done. That'd be interesting to see. Though, I don't really pay attention to my animations too much, so.
Well, that's one of my favorite things to do. Just look at how cool I look while I'm doing it. Like, I'll just... When the new animations hit, when Legion came out, I definitely spent, like... Well, not even when Legion came out, during the beta, I spent, like, 20 minutes attacking an attack dummy, just looking at the cool animations. Great.
Alright. So let us move on again, shall we?
Okay.
Talk about some raids.
Sure.
I don't even know if we talked about this last week.
We did briefly.
It's been 2 weeks now since Mythic came out. We have two guilds that are currently 8 of 9 in Mythic. That's Method, who hit there first, and then Exorcius. And I saw... somewhere some links to some tweets that they both seem pretty frustrated with the tuning on Fallen Avatar and Kil'jaeden. The fights are a little bit buggy, and so sounds like maybe that's why they haven't killed Kil'jaeden yet. But they did get Fallen Avatar after a hotfix went in to kind of fix it up a little bit. As far as other guilds, looks like there's 34 guilds that have defeated Maiden of Vigilance, so they're working on Fallen Avatar. There's actually, I guess, almost 2,500 guilds that have killed Heroic Kil'jaeden, and just over 2,000 that have killed the first boss in Mythic. Something else that I read today, Limit, which was 7 of 9 Mythic, they're on Illidan US. A lot of them were former Blood Legion members. They have stopped raiding for the rest of this tier from, I guess, people getting burnt out, people getting banned for who knows what reason, but you can speculate. But some of the honorable mentions here are that Toasty and I are cheering for is there's a guild called Fat Shark Yes on EU Kazakh. That's 7 of 9. And prior to that, we were cheering on
Big Dumb Guild.
Another guild called Big Dumb Guild on US Illidan, and they kind of stalled. They're only 6 of 9, but they were kind of leading the charge last week. So some definitely interesting guild names.
I believe in you, Big Dumb Guild. You can do it. Don't let your dreams be dreams.
You can come back and beat Method.
I was actually watching I saw it on the WoW subreddit. There's this Chinese guild. They had like a 0.1% wipe on Fallen Avatar.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like I could feel their heart breaking when that wipe happened. It was just a struggle to stay alive, and they just could not do it.
We had a really close wipe on Gul'dan way back.
I don't remember that one.
It was like less than 1%, I think. I cried a little bit.
Oh yeah, I mean anything that close is just heart-wrenching.
Yeah. That was like the first couple of weeks that our guild was doing Gul'dan, I think.
Yeah, I know they we weren't in on the initial kill.
No, but we were in on attempts before the initial kill.
Yeah.
And we got really close one week, and then the next week when they got the kill, we weren't there.
I had a really close raid wipe too.
Of?
Oh, it was a Snorlax.
I still haven't done any of those raids.
I've only done two. One I failed, and one I was successful. Because somebody else killed it.
You know that more than one group can kill a raid boss in Pokemon Go, right?
Sure.
Okay. Just letting you know.
Yeah, I was successful because somebody else killed it after my last... I don't know, I lost two guys, I think, and then I couldn't fight any with any others. So he killed it while I watched. The other one, it was just me there. There was nobody else around.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, that's the reading I've been doing lately.
You should try WoW raids. They're fun.
I mean, he's done them.
I've done WoW raiding. Occasionally. Yeah.
I mean, not raiding the floor, but...
Didn't you say you raided a bit in Vanilla Medros?
Tried a bit of raiding, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was in Molnicor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The floor was very red.
I mean, to be fair, that entire raid is really red.
True.
My guild sucked at Molnicor. We got the first boss down. Almost the second boss, I think, and that was it. But we had attendance issues. It was hard to get 40 people to log in.
My guild did fantastically at Molnicor. I don't know. It just, you know, it all clicked. It was great. I mean, I imagine that would have happened if I'd actually been in the guild during Molten Core, or played during Molten Core, or knew of WoW's existence during Molten Core. Looking back, I'm always so surprised that I didn't know WoW existed back then, because back then, I was playing so much Warcraft 3, and I just did not know that World of Warcraft was a thing that was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, My guild always enjoyed it when I became the bum. Because I would always bubble. And they're like, oh, our bouncing ball's back. Because I'd inevitably bounce off at least two walls. And often the ceiling. It was funny. Well, it's funny now. It wasn't funny then. Anyways, enough talk about old raids and stupid bombs. So let's talk about the last news piece we have here. I think it was on Wednesday, was supposed to be the announcement. No, Thursday. Thursday was supposed to be the announcement, and then Thursday morning, the Chinese site for Hearthstone accidentally published some stuff too early, and of course, everybody's watching and caught it and ruined everything. So, Knights of the Frozen Throne is the next expansion for Hearthstone, and I think the theory here is Arthas as Lich King won, and everybody is a Death Knight now. I want to say that the announcement video is hilarious. I give extreme credit to whoever came up with the plan of turning one of the announcers into a Death Knight throughout the announcement. It was pretty funny. But the most important, most amusing part to me was realizing that I'm not going to be able to be at BlizzCon hearing Ben Brode announce all of the panels. Because his voice is a hilarious voice to hear. An amazing voice, but a hilarious voice to hear just announcing different panels. Because he's very energetic.
Yes.
See, here's the thing that's confusing me about this whole expansion.
Okay.
I didn't know a Dreadlord could be a Death Knight, but I guess that's a thing. Because, I mean, Jaina's the one they use in the trailer, right? See what I did there?
Not even going there.
See what I did there?
I haven't watched the trailer yet.
That's actually a really good trailer. I mean, yeah. The Hearthstone trailers, you know, are usually really good, but I particularly enjoyed this one. I'm not sure why. I think it's just because it tickled the nostalgia bone in me, because, like I said many, many times, Wrath is when I started, and
yeah,
brought back a whole bunch of stuff from Wrath days, so I really enjoyed it.
No, Wrath was definitely a fun time. I mean, myself playing, doing, like, all the queues, and running pickup groups to actually be able to do Naxx. A little bit of Ulduar, not as much. I'm trying to get one light in Ulduar. I'm trying to get the Time Lost Proto Drake, which I only saw a couple of times. Helping friends get the Tame the Hunter pets.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun. But I forgot that this announcement happened, and I didn't even think of a video. I have it queued up to watch right after the show. I'd watch it right now, but we're doing a show.
So I take it you haven't seen any of the cards or anything that came out of it then?
Maybe a few things that were linked in Slack, but not superly.
Alright, so like some of the cards are pretty cool. They've introduced a new mechanic, as they've been tending to do recently. It's lifesteal. It's exactly what it sounds like. You hit stuff, and you steal their life. You know, I don't think I need to explain that any further.
Does that return it to you?
I believe so, yes. I believe it returns it to the hero.
Okay.
Nice. There's also new hero cards being introduced. So, as Medra said, you know, all these characters are being turned into Death Knights, essentially.
I think I saw some of that.
So, it's a, you know, it's a card that you draw and you put into your deck, and should you just activate it, you can activate it, and it'll give you certain abilities, overriding your current heroic ability. So, the example they used is a six-mana legendary for Deathwalker Rexxar. So, it has a Battle Cry. Battle Cry is deal 2... damage to all enemy minions, and it has the benefit of giving you 5 armor when you use it. And at that point, you get a new hero power, and in Deathwalker Rexxar's case, it's something called Build-A-Beast. So what happens is Rexxar is going to stitch together a horrifying new zombies, is what they're calling it, and basically you take 2 cards, and you'll get to pick from a selection of cards that are displayed. And it's going to combine the stats of both creatures, including mana cost, attack, health, and card text. So that can lead to some interesting combinations. I'm looking forward to seeing what people create there and just how ridiculous it can get. I'm really interested to see, like, what cards are in this list of things you can pick from.
Yeah.
What else was there? So this is interesting as well, because it's single player. There's a bunch of single player content. You're going through Ice Crown Citadel, but looks like you're not getting all the cards from there, or any cards from there, because you're still buying booster packs. So I guess the content for Ice Crown Citadel is free in terms of the single player yes. content.
All you have to do is buy the packs. There's no cost to do the actual like Ice Crown Citadel content, as far as I know.
And I'm not a huge fan of that, just because the last expansion was a booster pack thing too. And I think I haven't kept too close an eye on the Hearthstone stuff to know what exactly is going on there. But I like the alternating, you know, buy packs, buy story mode kind of thing. Because at least with the story mode, I was guaranteed all the cards and not to sink a lot of money into making sure I got the cards that I needed to get to make my deck viable, to make my warrior deck viable. So, I don't know. I mean, it's good that we got the story content for free and it's available to everybody. I'm not a fan of having to buy the cards again. I'm probably still going to do it.
You've already done it?
No, I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
But, you mean, I know somebody who's bought this stuff before you? Wow.
Hey, it's part of my whole trying to save money thing.
Fair enough.
I don't have I had other stuff I needed to take care of first, or something. I had my priorities, and unfortunately, pre-ordering this one didn't fit into the priorities this time.
I understand that.
So, yeah. What else is there? Oh, one good thing about that, about the single-player content, is that... you guarantee the random legendary Death Knight hero card once you complete the prologue section of that content. So, hopefully it's a warrior. I wonder how that's going to work with the alternate hero portraits. Because I always use Magni for my warrior deck. I'm going to have two different ones for each of the portraits.
I assume so.
Huh. Interesting. Well, I look forward to finding out.
Cool. All right. Yeah. A couple things I want to mention before we move on to our next sponsor. For those who do enjoy the legendary champion equipment, did notice that the next round of the command center is going to be that equipment again. So we will see in a few days when that is finished building some really awesome equipment from there. I feel like there's something else I wanted to mention, but I can't remember what it is. So let's move on to our sponsor message, shall we? So today's show is also brought to you by Audible. They make great audiobooks. If you're in the U.S. right now, I think they have a sale for Prime Day today, or for Prime Day for tomorrow, where you get a discount on Audible. But why don't you give it a try first, see what you think, before you go out and buy. If you go to bit.ly/ATA2017, you can get a free audiobook. Give it a listen, see what you think. You can get some samples of most of the audiobooks and see if you like the sound of the narrator. The book pick this week is a follow-up on last week's book pick, which is called NPCs, and that is called Split the Party. So let's give a little bit of a sample of that now, and we'll be back in just a minute.
People feeling better, Timiskor proposed.
Maybe. Grump's voice didn't carry much hope, or if it did, it was the half-orc sort of hope that mostly centered on quick deaths and full stomachs. You know, it is always possible that other adventurers came through here before us and fixed the problem, Eric said. We know better than most how many of them are out there. This could be the town celebrating being saved. Thistle nodded, albeit slowly.
If that's the case, then we best resupply, grab some quick rest, and get back on the road. Crowds are bad for fugitives, and I'm never one to trust the good mood after a curse is beaten. Seen one too many of them toss out an after effect as a parting gift.
We could always just ride through the town entirely, Gabrielle suggested.
Sadly, I fear our foodstuffs are a bit lean, and by all accounts it's another week's ride north to the next trading post. Unlike Solium and its density, Alcatham is a sprawling kingdom.
Toasty, I've said before that I think this is a perfect book for you, being the D&D fan you are. You said last week, I think, that you bought the first book, right?
I bought all three.
Have you had a chance to listen to them yet?
Not yet, no. I haven't had time, or I've got something else going on that I can't pay attention to the book and whatever else I'm doing. So, they're queued up. I'm definitely going to give them a listen, because it sounds like something that's right up my alley.
So, here's a question I have for you. How often are you the game master in a game? Like, have you do that a lot?
depends what group I'm playing with. With like, I have a work group that I play with. We've played, I want to say, 6 sessions so far, and I've been the DM for one of them. But for my group of outside of work friends, I'm usually the DM. I am always the DM because for a lot of them, it's their first foray into D&D. And taking on that DM responsibility is a little much, because being a DM means you gotta, you know, not necessarily know the rules like the back of your hand, but have a, you know, a general idea of how everything's supposed to work. And that's a lot to take on for somebody who hasn't played the game before.
Okay. So, do you tend to read your books, the books before you actually run the campaign?
Not in their entirety. I try not to get too ahead, just because, you know, with D&D, it's kind of like you have a basic outline of where the story is going to go based on either the generated content you get from Wizards of the Coast or whatever, or just something that you've planned out. I find if you get too far ahead and you're looking too far ahead into the story, you end up railroading some of your players, and depending on the group, they're not going to be a huge fan of that. So I plan things out I look as far ahead as where I think they're going to get in our next session.
So let me ask you this question. What if you had read ahead to the point you thought you knew, and then during the game that content changed?
Then I just have to change it on the fly.
No, but like the book itself, what if the text of the book changed?
Oh, well, that would be off-putting, to say the very least.
Then you are really going to enjoy book 2 of this series.
Okay.
I'll say no more.
All right.
But yeah, definitely read this. It's the Spells, Swords, and Stealth series. Next week we'll do book 3, which again, as I said earlier, is going rogue. But that's the next week's book. The writer of this is Drew Hayes. The narrator is Roger Wayne. And I think I really enjoy it. It's a really good series. And I love how, and I think Frazzy will love this as well, the narrator does a really good gnome voice.
I said a
narrator actually does. There is such thing as a good gnome voice. I said it. I don't know what's wrong with me. I must be sick.
Yeah, like I said, it takes a lot to do a good gnome voice. I find a lot of people when they do the gnome voice, they overplay that high pitched squeaky bit to the point where it's unsettling.
Yeah, he doesn't go squeaky. It's hard to really describe it. It's different. You can tell it when he's talking like the gnome character. But it's not annoying.
Okay.
So, at least not for me, at least, anyway. That is the book pick this week. Split the Party. Check it out. Go to bit.ly/ATA2017. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show. Alright. So, I think it's time to give something away, I think.
Except we won't be giving anything away, because nobody gets the right answer.
That sucks.
I thought I made it easy. Guess that wasn't the case. So instead, we're gonna do what we did last time this happened, and extend the contest for another week. So why don't you replay last week's clip?
It'd take a hand's worth of these hill dwarves to bring one from the airy down.
To me, I can absolutely tell that it's Arthas. I don't know.
I'll give you guys a hint. Inside in the clip, he said hill dwarves, right? So something
I didn't
with
hear that.
Dwarves.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so as usual, answers must be sent in via Twitter using the hashtag ATATrivia. All correct answers will be entered into the random draw for next week's prize.
I wonder if people aren't answering because they've won recently.
I'm just saying now, Junks, you have a Twitter. So you made one just to remind me about this paladin macro I need to make.
So, question of the week last week was, do you think the 7.3 PTR is too soon? And Frazzly said, nope, I think it is good, keeps people engaged in the game.
And Costridge says, nope, seems right on schedule. Broken Shore has long had no content to do.
And that's all the answers we had.
I mean, it hasn't been that long since we got the class mounts. And I feel like there's been fairly decent stuff every week from Broken Shore, but I guess it's not content you're doing. I guess it doesn't make any sense. Or doesn't matter to you.
Yeah, the content, I mean, that's all relevant to, it's all relative to whatever someone feels like doing, right?
Sorry, I'm just reading over some stuff that was just linked in our chat here.
Oh yeah, I've seen that already. I chose not to talk about it, but I've seen that. There are some valid points within that link.
Okay, so we are going to talk about this maybe next week once we've had a chance to do some in-depth discussion between ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah, that's
what I chose. I saw that. I chose not to include it because spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably that's
the spoiler channel then.
Yeah. Can we move? Can I move chat stuff down to another chat?
No.
That should be something I should be able to do. I can delete the message. All right.
Good thing I saved the link.
Oh, Redzian got rid of it. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Dad. Please post that in the spoiler chat there, Redzian. Thanks. All right. So, Fan, why don't you read the question of the week this week?
Yeah. So, the question of the week for next week is, Yetis and Trogs are among the model updates in 7.3. What model do you think could use a refresh?
I put this question in knowing my answer. Gnolls. Have you actually looked at the Gnoll models recently? Because oh my god, they have not kept up at all.
Yeah,
I can't say I have.
They're not pretty.
No,
I don't think they're supposed to be. Oh, I'm thinking kobolds.
I mean, the Gnolls aren't supposed to be pretty, but I mean. Just in terms of the models compared to the current models, they don't look pretty.
I don't have a good answer for this because I don't pay a whole lot of attention to the models. So I'm not the right person to ask.
Okay. What about you, Medros?
Models that could use an update. You know what I'd really like to see updated?
What's that?
All the trees in all of Elwynn Forest.
Oh man, those trees look so bad.
Yes. Whenever I fly into Stormwind from anywhere else in the world, I'm like, God, these trees look like they're from 2004, because they are. Like, I feel like I could make out of paper better looking trees by just adding a couple extra sheets of paper.
To be fair, those tree models, I mean, they basically look like they're made of paper, except for the trunks, which are obviously 3D objects. I mean, like the leaves and all that.
Yeah.
You get like, close.
They're flat. Standy things.
Yeah.
Like, it looks horrible. But, I mean, I guess that wasn't a priority for them. That's the models I'd like to see updated for the next patch.
All right.
And yes, I do know it's silly. But, God, they look so bad. Ugh. Disgusting. But anyways, I'm sure they have more important things to work on than that. So, all right.
Nursing pallies. Oh, that's not a thing anymore. Sorry.
Anyways, moving along. So, it is Patreon shoutout day. So, all of our Patreons, all of our patrons who are helping support the show, who have kindly donated money to the show, today, this moment, is your day to shine. The following are our patrons for this month. Navimi, Fandeth, Redzian, Frasley, Tom, Erlina, Toasty, Brock, Matt, and Bimini. Thank you all for your support of the show, and we really, really appreciate all you give to the show. Even if it's $1 a month, we absolutely, without a doubt, are happy to have you as our list of patrons. So thank you very much. So yeah, if you want to be in the list of our patrons, the honored guests of this show, do go over to our Patreon, which is at patreon.com/allthingsas, and you can donate, get your name on the list, and next month this time, we will say your name on the show. All right, and next week will be our guild shoutouts message. So remember, Toasty, you catch out the moat during the outro next week.
Oh, I have my shoutout already. It's good. I'm fine.
All right. My shout-out is going to be to Frasley, who got his Draenor Pathfinder. Legion Pathfinder, I believe. No, wait a minute, it's Draenor. It was Draenor. It was Draenor, yes.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes. Yeah, it was Draenor.
So, I know. So, congratulations to Frasley for getting his flying in Draenor. And now he can fly for everywhere, I believe. So, congratulations.
Hey, what about you, Fendeth? Who do you have to shout out to? Mostly because I'd like to go last.
I'm gonna shout out Toasty for rolling a paladin and everybody for supporting him with that.
Oh man. Alright. I'm gonna give a shout out to Evan, because it was his birthday on Friday. Happy birthday. And you're gonna really regret your shout out now, fan, because I spent this entire show telling everybody that I rolled a paladin. I didn't. I only said that because Evan's character is a paladin, and that's his favorite one. His paladin's name is Odgert. And I figured, what a better birthday present for him than for me to talk nicely about paladins for an entire show. So again, happy birthday, Evan. I hope you appreciated that.
Well, I take my shout-out back. And my shout out this week is to Toasty for an epic troll.
I can't believe I pulled that off for the entire show. That was really difficult.
The mute button was strong. The mute button was strong.
Yep. Thank you all for playing along.
I'm extremely disappointed now. I'm very disappointed in you, Toasty.
I still haven't spoken ill of paladins the entire show, so.
Well, I mean, that's.
I just simply haven't played one.
Something, I guess.
So that means I don't have to go play my paladin now?
No, this means that Toasty actually has to roll a paladin.
I'll think about it.
Why are you disappointed in me, Fraz? I'm not the one who lied to you. Get mad with the person who lied to you. Anyways. Do the outro.
Alright. So, if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATAYL5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show at allthingsazeroth.com, and if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at All Things As. You can find Medros at Medros, Fandeth at Fandeth, I'm at Toasty Posty Can, and you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Universe.
Alright, we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of winter arriving.
It's too soon.
Nope, it's right on time.
Yeah, it's in like 5 days,
man.
If
not late. 5 days. It's almost a year. 6 days, technically.
Yeah.
Too long. It's been too long. And it's a really entertaining series. Like I said, sorry, not going rogue.
Got it.
What the? I don't know. My Siri just decided it was going to listen to me.
Hi Siri.
I turn my phone off.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions. Copyright 2017. Find us online at thedawnforge.com.